Blog Talk Radio.
Taino Sagrado. I hope everything is well with everyone who's listening. This is Wasabara Taino Radio. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, all you people who are live and listening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We have the Caribbean doing very well today. Bahamas. We got La Romana and Dominican Republic. We got Haiti. We have Borinquen, we have Cuba, all in the low 80s, partly cloudy on certain parts of the island, but it's nice and clear, not much rain, we're good. I'm calling straight out of New York City, Lenni Lenape territory, the real people, here we are. Honored once again to be here in the airwaves or internet, cyber world, the cyber world village where everyone can tune in. I'd like to give you, all you people out there from the United States of America, thank you, Turtle Island, for tuning in always. You're always at number one. But check it out. For the past three shows, the Netherlands has been in second place in listeners. I can't believe it. Wherever you are, Netherlands, if you're Taino or straight up native from the Netherlands, guess what? Much love. From Wasabara Taino Radio. And there's a lot of people listening from Dominican Republic, Quisqueya. Thank you for tuning in for the last shows. Also, Borinquen, that's right. Borinquen. Also, wow, Nigeria. You've been consistent, Nigeria. We give you a shout out. And believe it or not, Morocco, you're still listening. This is amazing. I know you're downloading the shows. I see the statistics. And that's amazing. Also Canada, I know you're listening. I see the stats. This is awesome. Well, guess what? Today we're going to have an incredible show. I've been getting a lot of feedback about the creation stories, a lot of interpretations about the creation stories, a lot of feedback. And please, if you have any questions, TainoSagrado@gmail.com. T-A-I-N-O. Sagrado, S-A-G-R-A-D-O @gmail.com. Some of the, where can I start? I got a lot of emails about the connection between Taino creation stories and a lot of the creation stories from the north relating to the star people. You know, for a lot of contemporary culture, pop culture, it's often... The star people are often referred to as ancient aliens, you know, as aliens are like foreign, you know, or maybe illegal. But that's another topic for another time. But check this out. The star people, is there a connection? So I started doing some research, you know, I started reading over the creation stories, trying to look for some clues. So I had to... research a whole bunch of stuff, and I looked at the Nords, the Dakotas, the Hopi, a lot of different creation stories, and I got some books from the Indigenous Mobile Library to do this research, and I found some clues from the North. Didn't find much clues from the South. So what I did was I researched, and I got some help from paranormal expert Spooky Lou. Now, Spooky Lou has promised to call in from Las Vegas, but there's some issues going on in Las Vegas. And let me see. Just looking at the studio here, and I see he has not called in yet. So, but I do have a backup plan. I want to get back to that later, but check it out. I do have a backup plan just in case Las Vegas is not in the house tonight. But Spooky did do some research about the ability, maybe, of trying to figure out the star people. Were they the original creators of the indigenous people of the Caribbean? So I want you to have an open mind, especially an open heart, because sometimes this can be very offensive to certain people. But hey, here in Guasalada, Taino Radio, it's all about knowledge. It's all about destroying ignorance and arrogance. So when I look at the creation stories, the one person that stood out, well, in the beginning, in the first cycle, as we mentioned in former shows, talking about these sacred beings, these celestial cosmic beings, Yaya, Kativa Kahubaba, you know, this is the creations of the four directions of Demigod and his three brothers, you know, the sacred divine mother, and Ativa Kahuava, Yaya, this supreme masculine energy, you know. And check this out. Well, we got some activity here. Look at Spooky Lou is trying to get in. But yeah, so check it out. So then there's a character that stands out, and that's Baya Manako. He's the ancient one, the grandfather, and then we got interruption. And when he interrupts him, it's during the use of fire when he's making the cassava bread. For some reason, Demigod really upset by Amanako. And what happened was he was, you know, using the fire, and he shot some spittle, which contains the cojoba, the sacred medicinal medicine used by the Bejiques, the spiritual leaders, the caciques, and also tobacco. And this spittle, bam, it shot right on Demigod's back. If you heard former shows talking about this, and it caused a lot of pain, and it was an ulcer that grew, and then his brothers tried to save his life because they thought he was dying, and they took the axe, and they chopped off the ulcer. Now, the axe is the sacred manaya, and out came a female turtle, okay? When you hear a turtle, we think of Turtle Island, you know. We think of the 13 moons, the 13 markings on the turtle. There's a lot of symbolism to this. And then, according to the story, Demigod and the brothers made a bujio, or home, for the turtle woman. And she was the one that gave birth to humans. So, we're looking at this and saying, whoa, what's going on here? Turtle woman, reptilian, giving birth to humans. And then the following story is about Guajayona. Guajayona and some other characters was in this story in the beginning, coming out of caves. You know, Casibajagua, where the human beings came out of. So here we have a formation of cave dwelling, coming out of the cave. And there's also symbols of the sun catching up to Makokael, who was the guardian of this cave, and he turns into stone. Okay? A lot of imagery going on right here. There was also other humans that came looking for the Digo plant, the sacred plant for healing, of removing the caracol disease, and they turned into, one turned into a hummingbird, or nightingale. So, here we have different symbols, but what stands out for me is that Demigod and his brothers, who represent the four directions, north, south, east, west, they form an alliance with this turtle woman. She became the mother of humanity. So, you know, I started reflecting and thinking, man, could this be a clue? I know when you hear a lot of the research on ancient alien experts, they talk about how the indigenous people, or you know, the ancient peoples, they didn't have the language really to explain what they saw, you know, the interactions between humans and star people, okay? So, looking at the writings, I'm looking at this Taino creation, so I'm reading over, I'm looking by Amanako, the ancient one, that stands out as a clue, okay? And here he is, he has this plant medicine, and tobacco, which has a lot of medicinal use, the cohoba, which was used for the vejique to commune with the sacred ones, the semis, the sacred beings. So here it is. Ready for this? He spits it at Deminon, and that's like the seed, a seed of a new world. So can Bayamaraco represent as the ancient one, the grandfather, the representation of the star people and the stuff of creation, DNA, whatever, that gave the turtle woman the ability to give birth? Well, I should say the spittle hit Deminon when Deminon and the mother, which is the turtle woman, came out of him. So there's a lot of symbolism here, okay? And you look at the face of, also I went to the art, and I looked at the face of Deminon. Interesting features. Looks very reptilian himself. Almost looks like a turtle himself, turtle face. He has oblique eyes, okay? Very, very slightly, well, very, very oblique. And then, he reminds me of the turtle, actually, reptilian. Then you look at the turtle woman, okay? So now this is just like just using visuals. I'm not even interpreting anything. I'm just looking at what I'm seeing. Okay? This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a face of them, and it looks very reptilian. Okay? The container of knowledge as well. Sacred being, you know. Container of medicine. Okay? From the cosmos. So his stuff, I should say, the semen, the seed of life that comes from Deminon and his brothers, goes into this turtle woman, and she creates humanity, okay? A turtle is not human. It's reptilian, right? Deminon, he kind of looks human, you know, but he's a celestial being. He's not really human. He's before creation, okay? So here we go. This is very interesting. Are these clues that our sacred, or I should say our ancient Taino people, our Karimid indigenous people left behind? Okay? What's these clues that our origins come from the star people? Could that be possible? I know the Lakotas, many tribes out west, the Hopi, they talk about the star people that come during their ceremonies, you know, and share knowledge. You know, I remember a lot of people talking about going on vision quests out west and being told about the star people. So, very powerful stuff. Is this what the Taino are telling us? So, I have plan B and plan D. Plan A and B. Now, A is I was going to get Spooky Lou involved here in the discussion on paranormal activity within these creation stories. You know, what's normal? What's para? We'll figure it out. Now, he's having some issues from Las Vegas, but guess what? I got one of the listeners. I'm starting to recruit listeners of the show and trying to give their input, you know, And, you know, I got one of my cousins on the phone, and her name is Stephanie Bailey, and I want to introduce her. And maybe she has some insight, and I know she does. So check it out. Okay, Stephanie, I'm trying to connect you. Can you hear me?
Hey, Luis. Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, very good. Yes, I can hear you. I've been having some technical difficulties with on the show here. My studio is kind of bouncing. You know, cyber world, you know, we can't very unpredictable, the cyber world, you know?
Very unpredictable.
So, yeah, but thanks for coming. I'm having some issues with Spooky Lou in Las Vegas. And I don't know what's going on. Sometimes it's the Wi-Fi messes up, you know?
Gotcha.
And we used to have on my other show, we used to have Star Lou. He always had problems getting Wi-Fi. So, I just want to, what do you think about my comments? We get a lot of emails about this. What do you think, man? I'm kind of outside my field here. I'm always curious about star people. I've heard the stories and, you know, what do you think? What's going on?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories, a lot of Lakota stories, a lot of North American stories about the star people and how they come and they commune and visit, how they've come and, you know, created with us, to say the least. So it's definitely not a far-fetched sounding idea. You know, there's a
Wait.
Lot of theories, I think.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Can you just backtrack a little? You said
Sure.
you heard these stories in different traditions. Have you read about them, or do you, or just hearsay?
I've read a few. There's actually even children's books about the Star People and the Lakotas.
Hmm.
I'll see if I can find the name of the children's book specifically. This way you can follow up on the show with it and, you know, go add some commentary on that. But there are definitely a lot of writings from North American Indigenous groups
yes.
that do talk about Star People in general. So I don't
mm-hmm.
think that specifically the Tainos would be any different. You know, we do share a lot of similarities with our North American cousins, so it's definitely possible. And that comparison with the Mañan Caracaracol and being, you know, reptilian almost, you know, and the turtle, it definitely does fit the description and does fit in that personality trait of something that would make it a possibility.
Now, you know, I'm trying to put the clues together, you know, and I'm glad you researched this, you know, about the Lakotas and, you know, the stories. And but check this out, you know, I'm looking at Bayamalakol, the old man, the ancient one, right? He's the one that discovered fire, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's in the celestial world making cassava bread. Deminon interrupts him. He throws spittle and tobacco, a combination. I mean, the spittle is a combination of tobacco and jojoba. Jojoba was used by the Tlatelolcoyotl to travel to the celestial world to get, you know, answers to their ceremonies, to their, if they needed to go to war, you know, they went to the ancestors, you know, these sacred beings as well to get answers, right?
Right.
I see the photo of Deminon. He looks like a turtle. More turtle than human, and then he's procreating with a turtle woman, who's reptilian, and they give birth to humans. Now these are all characters from the celestial world, from space,
mm-hmm.
right? Are these
right.
star people? Are these star people? You know, I mean, it sounds crazy though, right? What do you think?
I don't know. I think it's possible. It's definitely possible.
Wait a minute, I just got a flash on my studio. Wait a minute, hold on. Let me see if I can connect. Is this Spooky Lou? Is this
hey,
Spooky
what's up,
Lou?
Man? You there?
Hey, what's up? Paranormal paranoia is in the house. Oh, my God.
You're crazy. I apologize. I was listening to the first part of the show. It's pretty good. Very interesting. Very
oh,
cool.
That's cool, man. Let me get all the emails about this, and people want to know. They're trying to connect the northern stories, like the Hopi, the Lakotas, whatever, with our stories. Now, you're a paranormal expert. What do you think about this? What's going on?
I don't know, man, but I can definitely show you a story. In the future, whenever you're ready, I can definitely get a Hopi guy to get on the show and talk about the star people. He shared some stuff with me a few years ago, and I know he'd be willing to talk. So, really cool guy. As far
wow.
as the star people go, I. So, would just give me ample time so I can set it up, and you can definitely call and educate more on the Hopi legend. And he's already wanted to do it. I already spoke to him. Do you want to hear a crazy story about the star people? My personal story?
Yeah, please. Please, yes.
So you know I used to live up north, and I lived up in Winnipeg, and I was out there. I was part of the oh my God, I forgot what it's called now. It's been so long. It's like an indigenous forum for like artists and talent stuff like that. So I was part of the team there. And in conversation one day, I meet this girl, and I don't know how the conversation started, but you know me and the paranormal. And she just tells me out of the blue that she is a star person. So I look at her like 20 heads, like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, you hear about the definition of star people that we hear about, right? But then she tells me that she's also a star person. And I was like, well, can you explain what that means? You know, because you hear different levels, like the Kanicha dolls, right? That's what they're called. I forgot. And, so long story short, she told me that there's also a group of people. She has an extra vertebrate or something, and they meet at certain times of the year in the mountains, and they do some sort of ceremonies, and they know for a fact that they come from another planet, and they were sent here to, like, work on the earth and to save people and some other stuff. So I tried to contact her earlier as well, because remember, this is, like, kind of last notice, right? And I was working, just got out. But she also said she'd be willing to give me more information and talk about it as well. I think she's Ojibwe.
Okay. Wow, this is really turning out to be an amazing future show. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. So, wow. Now, Lou, you're a witness of this, right? You're a witness. I didn't plan this. I didn't coach you on this. But do you remember many years ago in Inwood Park, I was at a ceremony, and something incredible happened, right? Can you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that night. As a matter of fact, we had a few incredible moments, but I specifically know the night that you're speaking of is the blue light, right? When you were doing the ceremony.
I almost missed it. But thankfully, I turned around for the last part of it. But what did you see?
I saw it. I saw it clearly. I don't know. We were doing a ceremony. In the middle of the ceremony, there was a few of us there. And I happened to be looking up, and I saw a blue light just appear. It's giving me goosebumps because that was I can't even explain that. And it's not just it appeared. It, like, flew around for, like, a second. And I don't know if other people saw it. Everyone reacted. And I think that's when you looked, and you caught the ending of it, and because it just disappeared. And it was like, it was a profound moment because it's like, it literally just appeared out of nowhere in the sky. And it flew for a second. And I don't know, man. That was definitely something out of this world. I can't explain what it was. I remember you always thought that was a star person.
I remember that night, too. Days when I go by that I don't remember, and I keep going back to the spot through the years. I never seen it again, but I remember seeing it was a beautiful kind of a turquoise color light, right?
Exactly.
And it was just hovering. Like, at first I thought it was someone with a laser pen, but there was no one there. But it was hovering. It was 3D. It was 3D.
Exactly.
Right?
You can't be a pen. Yeah. There's no way, man. That was just a. Go ahead, man.
Then it took off. And then it took off. It created like a tail, right? Like a tail. And it took off.
Yeah, it did create a tail. It did create a tail.
And it went back into the forest, huh?
It was almost like it wanted to be acknowledged, and it let us know that it heard, I guess, the prayers. Because it literally, man, I was looking up. I was there. You weren't, you know, but I was looking up at the sky because you know, I've had my own stories with that. So I was look up, and when I saw that, you know, I dude, that was profound, man. It just, it swirled around for a second, and you caught the end, I was going to say the end tail, but literally, it was a tail, and it just took off, and it just disappeared. And there's no way it could have been a light, man. There's no way. Because a beam just hover in space. It'll be all the way, it just doesn't make sense, man. There's no way it could have been a beam. It was a ball.
It was a
ball of light.
It was a ball of light, and it was like looking at us. It was like probing us and just took off in the trees. But it came from space, right? It came from the sky, right?
Honestly, it could have been a portal, but it came from space, but it just like appeared. It didn't come flying down. It just like it just appeared from space. If that makes sense.
Right.
I can't explain it, but that's what I saw.
Right, because you saw
it
coming from up.
From correct. So, it was above, and it just like came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, what do you think about that account? This is an eyewitness account by myself and Spooky Lou. We were there at the ceremony. It was four of us. What do you think about that?
I think it definitely does sound profound. I had a, not necessarily a similar experience, but I did witness something similar when I was actually pregnant with my first son, moving from Pennsylvania to New York. And we literally had to stop the car in the middle of the I-95 and just stop and just watch as it just, you know, that same turquoise looking light in the sky just moved.
What? It was turquoise too?
Yeah. Yes. And
wow.
Then I had another experience where we saw something just dart, not necessarily not like hover, but dart from one side and then dart back. So it definitely wasn't a plane. You know, we couldn't figure out exactly what it was in any capacity. And it was just like, okay, we're being visited. That's really all it could be left up to. So, you know,
wow.
I would not turn, you know, to a different idea. I definitely think that we do receive visits. You know, I do believe that, there are people who walk among us that may be a little different in some capacities. So I'm interested to hear a little bit more from Lou moving forward and, you know, all the people that he did reference as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when we have time, I don't mean to cut you off really quickly. Remember, Lou knows my story. When I went to the Sundance, when we have time, I'll share that story. That was a profound story that really changed my view on aliens or spirituality, whatever it is. It was just a whole different level. I've never experienced anything like that in my life, but I'll share that when we have time. I don't know how long the show is.
Well, you know, when this question came up, some of the listeners about the star people creation stories, instantly I remembered. I can't disclose the area where this stone is located, but it's a stone that was part of a structure that the Spanish destroyed. I don't know if it was a cave or it was man-made human structure, but the remnants, the last remnants of it was still by this river, and I was honored to visit it twice. It's guarded by a local community. Not even Natural Geographic is able to take photos of this. It's secret. And when you see it, you see all the famous characters, you know. You see Marco Cael, you see Boinayer, you know. And so, wow, this must have been a cave, because if it's Marco Cael and it's Boinayer, you know this is a cave. And then all of a sudden, all the way to the corner, there's a whole bunch of faces, but they look like grays. They have elongated heads, and they have the big eyes, like grays. And it's next to a mask, a carving of a mask that the Mexicas used to use, you know, in ceremonies. So I'm wondering, this mask, it's kind of expressing what these, you know, like kind of copying these star people, you know, or these grays. They look grays. So, you know, I never forgot that. It's in this stone. And there's another cave in another location that actually the Puerto Rican government has closed, and it's in Espino. It's in Espino, the town, and they closed it. It's gated off now. But there's a cave where you can see grays as well. So But guess what, guys? We ran out of time. So this demands a part two. We're going to have a part two, possibly a part three. Because we got to investigate this. We got to get to the bottom of this, okay? So, Stephanie.
Tanakori.
Spooky Lou, can you guys come back? We gotta continue this.
Yeah, hey, guys. I just want to give a shout. Everyone, follow my page, Spooky Lou. Well, I forgot what it is, on Facebook. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I had a long day.
You know, I've been trying to call what's his name? I think he's still in jail, man. Star Lou. That's your boy right there.
Oh my God, crazy, man.
I've been trying to get him on the show, but I think he doesn't return my call. I think he's still in jail, man.
Yeah, that guy's up in the mountains somewhere. Spooky Lou's around now.
Star Lou, wherever you are, we need you, man. The star people, it's your time. It's time. So Lou, try to get that guy, right? We ran out of time. Hey, I want to for the last part of this show, I want to put my daughter's song on. It's the theme song of the show. I'd like to thank you all for listening, especially the Lou, can you believe the Netherlands is tuning in every time? I can't believe that. It's some Tainos out there in the Netherlands. So let's do this, all right? Wasabara Taino Radio. Take care.